AAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic, 62 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of spotty afternoon showers and a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a fireworks display contract, an exemption for chickens within the city limits, and an order approving a 28E or cost-sharing agreement with Cass County for the rehabilitation of a bridge. Following discussion with regard to the 2022 4th of July fireworks display and presentation from two local men who wished to put on a fireworks show, the council voted 5-2 to award a contract to Wild Wayne's owner Jason O'Brien, contingent upon his getting ATF, that's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, approval and passage of what's called an igniter's class, which is coming up in a few weeks.
I've kind of already been approved by the Iowa State Fire Marshal to do this. I've already have all my paperwork for my Class B fireworks display stuff. With me being local, I have my own business doing that. We have a family that's sold fireworks here in town for 5 years.
He's not yet received his license or permit. O'Brien is proposing having a 20-minute show for $10,000. Another local provider, Dan Vargason, has offered to conduct a 20 to 40-minute show for $8,800. Vargason also sells fireworks locally.
I'd be starting my own business as well. I would not be shooting out of Iowa fireworks. That's been kind of a misconception. I work for them as a vendor, but they would have no affiliation with requiring. I live here, teach here. My family lives here as well. So I just want to have a good fireworks show. You know, that's basically my biggest thing. I've been working with our local businesses, some students to help construct some of the firework racks, things like that, storage facilities. I'm at that same point. I've been working with the ATF.
And he's also awaiting approval from the ATF, which typically takes about 90 days once the application is filed. Both shows would use an electronic firing system. On a side note, the council approved Wild Wayne's shooting off fireworks whenever there is a touchdown by the Atlantic Trojans during their homecoming game this Friday night against Knoxville. The council considered and approved by a vote of 5-2 a request for an exemption to allow chickens within the city limits. Brad and Sarah Strout live at 1609 East 22nd Street. The couple has 8 laying hens in their 2.35 acres of land just south of East Ridge Park. The city's code enforcement officer, Chris Erickson, said she'd received 2 complaints from neighbors, but the complaints were with regard to the chickens being in violation of city code and not because of any smell. The clause in the ordinance does allow for the council to use its discretion in granting exemptions. If someone wishes to have those types of animals in the city, they must show her, Erickson, proof of the council's approval, such as a permit. The two councilmen who opposed the exemption, Dick Cassidy and Gerald Brink, both stated that they were against it because the ordinance already prohibits chickens and other farm animals inside the city. Councilwoman Grace Garrett said the decision to allow or disallow those chickens should be on a case-by-case basis.
If someone was to present to the council chickens and they're not taking care of their property currently, I would have to say no, understanding that this family has more than 2 acres available. And I have to tell you, I was on that property, and I was surprised because I hardly even knew the chickens were there.
Gerald Brink says the ordinance is clear.
Instead of passing an ordinance that says no farm animals, we should have passed a conditional type thing that each request will be viewed separately. There is an ordinance that says no farm animals in town here a couple years ago,
yeah,
and we had all kinds of people here wanting chickens, I mean, right in the middle of town, and it was a smelly mess.
In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved an order to close certain streets on Friday, October 8th, between 2:15 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. for the homecoming parade. The parade's lineup begins at 10th and Lynn. From there, it proceeds west to Chestnut Street, then north to 3rd Street, then east to Walnut, and then south to 6th before the parade floats disband. In his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund addressed complaints the city has received with regards to vulgar political signs on private property. He said under the First Amendment, the city cannot legally order such signs to be removed, but it can strongly suggest it or ask the signs be reworded to be less offensive. Chris Erickson said she approached the property owner in question and asked them to consider removing their signs, but they have refused. The only other way signs can legally be removed from private property, according to Lund, is if the signs incite violence against a person, especially a government official, or if it's deemed to be pornographic. Dick Cassidy alluded to possible future consequences persons with vulgar signs may face.
I would be in hopes that
if they brought something to the city council that wanted to approve, no matter who the city council is, that they would not grant it.
That would be at your discretion.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a 19-year-old man from Harrison County died Wednesday night during a rollover accident in eastern Iowa, south of Grinnell in Poweshiek County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, Bryce Hudnut of Logan was driving a 2016 Nissan Titan pickup traveling south on Highway 146 at around 11:40 p.m. when the vehicle went out of control. The truck rolled over and came to rest in the west ditch. Hudnut, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Patrol was assisted at the crash site by deputies with the Poweshiek and Mahaska County Sheriff's Departments and the Searsboro Fire and Rescue Department. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.